mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All I'm doing is defending my family. I know the globalists are criminally insane, totally psychopathic. They love evil. That's the only way you can do this. They enjoy it. But they don't just not care. They enjoy it. And Kathy's been a real trooper in Colorado holding forever. We're about to get to her. Then we'll get more into this new mass drugging program, the new freedom, where they're going to try to force drugs on all of you. And they've set the precedent to force it. And the federal courts have been setting that precedent. And this is what the Soviets and the Nazis did. This isn't new. We'll talk about that with Dr. John Breeding, an incredible author. Tell you how to get his books early in this hour as well. Before we go to Kathy, I want to talk about some psychology. Because I've talked to you a lot, doctor, on and off air. I respect your opinion on this. When Bush and them come out and say, okay, here's the memos, we're above federal law even, we're allowed to torture people, but then they say, but Saddam's bad because he tortured, when our government taught him how to torture to begin with, and then a lot of people get on talk radio and all over and go, yeah, torture him, and then I say, but you just said torture's bad when they do it. They go, no, but it's good when we do it. I mean, that you talk about disconnected, that's mind-boggling. What's the psychology, what are the factors there where we're actually have a society engaging in doublethink now?
Well, the structure of it again is that, you know, you're supporting the basic values of the civilization, you know, which is exploitation and conquest abroad and repression and pacification at home, and your minimum liability corporation and the basic maximization of profit. That, you know, that's what drives it structurally. But psychologically, you know, I think you're describing basically this process that's called denial and projection. You know, the assumption is that these guys, on some level, have been traumatized, and they're in big denial about that, and they project all that as evil out there, and they cannot look at themselves. And so they project that, and Saddam Hussein is evil, and Gaddafi is evil, and Arafat is evil, and whoever is evil, and Russia is evil, and Korea is evil, and whoever is evil, you know. But we are all good, and whatever we do is good. And, you know, it's a massive split or whatever, you know. It's a fracture in the psyche, you know. And some people somehow are able to sort of pull it off to where they can function real well and put on a good face and be a social guy at the party with the right people, you know, but be completely disconnected with the truth of what their actions do, and they just can't look at it. And I think if they did, they would blow up, you know, kind of like the Wicked Witch of the West. They'd just melt, you know, and because, you know, there'd be so much shame and disgrace that would be felt, you know, that the person would just literally collapse, and that happens occasionally.
Well, I've had these people walk up to me and tell me I should be arrested for the things I say. I mean, now I'm starting to hear that drumbeat out there. Dr. Breeding, so there's this balkanization, those that are going deeper in denial and violently hating those of us that tell the truth, and then this giant mass waking up.
That's right. And you're pointing out example after example where people are being, where their rights are being taken away from them, they're being mistreated, they're being tortured, they're being terrorized, and all in the name of freedom and all in the name of patriotism, you know. And so you're saying, you got to be accountable for this. Look at what you're doing, da-da-da-da-da. And they're not going to, and they're going to bless you for it. That's right. That's the dynamic. You know, on a family level, it's like the individual who confronts the alcoholic in the family, and the rest of the family blast them and say, how can you talk about him that way? And you're the bad person, you know. And all you're doing is saying, you know, you got an elephant in your living room, you know, you haven't cleaned your shoes, you know, you're an emperor and you're not really wearing any clothes. But in this case, it's even worse, you know. You're calling this person a terrorist, and you're inflicting massive atrocity and terror on people. You know, you're saying you really support children and freedom, but you're going in there and forcing parents to drug their children. You're going in and forcing people to take these drugs, which have not been proven to help anybody anyway, and they even have to take the ones that you say they have to going to take because they're the ones that your buddies make the money from.
Doctor, incredible. Stay there. We'll come back to take calls. This is riveting.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks. Again, we've got about 51 minutes left with our guest. Haven't even hit the tip of the iceberg. We're about to go to Kathy and Logan and Fred and John and many others that are patiently holding. You know, good propaganda just plays to our own laziness, to getting us to rationalize what's going on, to making us feel like we're part of the system. And, I mean, if you're not threatened by what the globalists are doing, if you can't see it, I mean, I am just amazed. It's like it just comes out that Dick Cheney really does run all the bidding processes out of the vice president's office, and then no one gets in trouble. You know, that's just what, there's over $1 trillion missing from the Pentagon, and it gets to be on a couple news wires. I mean, the level of corruption going on right now has never before been seen. I mean, it is pell-mell. It is just bonkers, you know, wild. And I hope all of you realize that power corrupts absolutely, power corrupts absolutely. And this is what happens with a low-level psychopath, you know, in upstate New York, or with a Hitler. The more power they get, no one checks them. They get away with stuff, and then they just go nuts. And subconsciously, they start self-destructing, you know, wanting to get caught. That's my last psychological question, and we'll go to Kathy, but can you speak to that briefly, Doctor?
Oh, definitely, yeah. And first I want to say that, you know, Dick Cheney and Halliburton, the example in this show is called the director of Texas Department of Mental Health, Mental Retardation, his name's Steve Shawn, is the doctor who's largely behind this Texas Medical Algorithm Project, and he's the guy who was very involved in importing it to Pennsylvania and the drug companies were, in fact, one grant funded by one of the drug companies, Janssen, the purpose of it was to expand the drug usage specifically and to drive Steve Shahn's expenses. And, you know, this guy is the head of TDEMHMR. He's totally behind this dynamic. And just like your question, when you asked your question about why is Dick Cheney getting away with this, it was like, why is Steve Shahn? Nobody's touched him yet, you know. And so it is an exact parallel to what you're describing.
I mean, now they get caught doing evil things, and they go, nobody gets in trouble because they all got their hands in the cookie jar.
Nobody's gotten in trouble yet. And that leads to this other, some people are starting to get in a little trouble, but this self-destruction process appears to be fairly and strongly in place, at least at the level of our national government. We'll see how it ends up going down. But I do see that as a dynamic. And the way I see it is that these actions are a gross violation of our inherent nature, in the sense that we're really spiritual beings, you know, with an inborn or innate kind of ethics compass, you know, that's based on the fact that we're totally connected to each other. What's in our best interest is in the best interest of the people around us.
Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you.
And that law, it's not just an imposed law. It's really a natural law when you're connected with who you really are. When you're disconnected and you start to violate it, then you're acting out of ethics and you're systematically acting in conflict with the truth of who you are. And so I believe that there is a built-in thing that says, you know, that's oriented towards self-destruction, you know, that you will, in some way, it's like the criminal who leaves the unnecessary evidence at the scene of the crime. It's like George Bush who leaves this obvious trail of evidence, you know, that just shows him lying over and over and over again, you know. It's like this guy, Steve Shahn, you know, who's leaving this trail, you know, and it's like, it's up to us, really, to kind of catch it and say, and to say, you know, you're out of line, and we're going to bring you back into ethics, you know, and
absolutely,
so many people are caught up in this illusion and these lies, and you're just constantly saying, wake up, people, if you don't see this, you're dead, wake up, you know, that's Alex Jones, that's what we got to do, you know, is say, our job, since we're awful spiritual beings, is to say, hey, brother, you are out of line. You're going to you're lost your soul forever. We're going to stop you from this.
Well, here's my last example, and we'll go to Kathy. 2 years ago, Texas company Protegene, Associated Press, 96 locations, pharmacological corn that grows live AIDS virus in it. And it was in the, it was never even in the paper. It was just on the newswire and a few farming journals. And it was this big crisis where they burned fields and went into grain bins and tried to stop it. And then it just, you never hear about it again. I mean, they're going to build 36 level 4 bioweapons labs. One of them's already been set up at the University of Texas at Galveston. You know, they're just, it's just stuff that one accident could kill millions. They don't even care. They just do it. Let's talk to Kathy in Colorado. Kathy, thanks for holding. Go ahead, Kathy.
Yes, thank you, Alex. You have been talking about medicating people. I just wanted to, you know, bring to mind what happened in our family. My father had to be put into an assisted living. He's 88 years old, and he had some problems, and later on they said it would be better if we put him into hospice. Now, he didn't have cancer, but they said he didn't have to be on, you know, if he didn't want to take medication or his drugs, he didn't have to. And I thought, well, that's great. You know, I had power of attorney over him and all this stuff, and everything was legal. Well, anyway, I called back 1 week later to talk to hospice to see how he was doing. And when the lady said he was on Seroquel, I believe I'm pronouncing that right.
Seroquel, yeah.
I said, well, what is that? And she said, well, I don't know. I said, well, they put him on stuff, and they didn't even tell me about it. So I called a pharmacist, and they said it was an antidepressant, and it was for bipolar. I said, my dad's never been bipolar. I was just horrified because I know the effects.
Well, when you got troops that have got a leg blown off and complain because of bad treatment, they go, you're going on drugs. When you have a child that does, you know, is drinking too many Cokes and is hyper, you're going on Ritalin. And a lot of old people, they without even a doctor, they just say, here, you're going on it. Dr. Breeding, can you speak to that?
In Texas, 3 years ago, we went to the legislature and got them to pass a law that required just the basic minimum standards of informed consent to be applied to nursing homes in those kind of situations, because what we were saying was that any elder that was checked into one of these situations was required to sign what's called a blanket consent for any medical treatment, and that included psych drugs. So all these people were being placed on psych drugs, and over 50% of the elders in these nursing homes and assisted living facilities are on psych drugs, and they're not even told, or the responsible parties, if there's somebody else making the decisions, is not even told the drug and the effects. And so at least in Texas, we got a law that says you have to at least do that. So yeah, it's a common practice, and it's part of the dynamic. And the other thing with this Freedom Commission and the Texas Medical Algorithm Project is that 70% of the profits from these, from a lot of these drugs are from government funding, specifically Medicaid and Medicare, and they're required to use these specific drugs, and it's all set up.
So you have a federal law.
Go in there and watch out.
So you have a federal law, not a doctor, telling you what to put the kids on, just because it's corporate welfare.
You have a federal law, and then you have the doctors who seem all too happy to sort of fulfill their part of it. But yeah, it's a corporate welfare very much, you know, and it's a government, yeah, it's a corporate welfare. It's government monies through Medicaid and Medicare going directly to the drug
well, also,
company
doctor,
for the drug
doctor,
that has been mandated to be used.
Well, doctor, they've also caught with a lot of the elders and sick people, period. HMOs won't give you a surgery you need that's medical. They'll just go, here's some Prozac.
Well, part of the whole dynamic of psychiatry is that it acts as a magic trick, and you say, oh, the problem is you're, just like you said with the soldier who's got his leg blown off and he's kind of depressed, no wonder, you know, oh, you have a mental illness. It's really because you have a chemical imbalance, and here's the drug. Then we don't have to look at the horrors that we put you through in this war, or then we don't have to look at your genuine medical condition.
I had a Marine Corps staff sergeant on, who was in the Sacramento Bee, you know, mowing down children, them dying in his arms, you know, ordered to mow down women. And he talked about how, no, I mean, I'm not mentally ill, that I'm having, you know, all this depression and all these problems. They're trying to, you know, put me on drugs or whatever. And these other troops have said that. We're not, no, I mean, you know, we're supposed to feel bad. And now the Pentagon has talked about these amnesiac drugs. I'm going to get into that later. They want to put the troops on after battle actions to erase their memories. But, Kathy, what ended up happening to your father when you found out about this?
Well, I threatened him. I said, boy, he's out of the program. I said, we will not pay you 1 cent. And I said, I want him off. And then I followed through with that, and he got off. And then they sent a girl back up there, and she says, well, your dad was fine, you know. But the thing is, see, he's got dementia, and he's got a little Alzheimer's, and he didn't understand who was poking and prodding him and so forth. And naturally, he's going to be a little hostile, pulling away and not wanting it. And so they took that as a sign that he's got mental problems.
Exactly.
And so I just want to warn everybody, watch your loved ones, especially when they go to the hospital or they're in the nursing home or assisted living. Watch their record.
No, I hear you, Kathy. Thanks for the call and doing the right thing for your father. I mean, it's like an old elephant that they stick in a cage and he's depressed, swinging his trunk back and forth. I mean, do we go put the elephant on Prozac? You know, it's like when I go buy a new puppy when one of my dogs dies, you know, in 10 years, and the puppy's chewing on my hand and running around happy. Do I put the young mammal on a drug to inhibit his brain because he shouldn't be hyperactive? I mean, that's normal behavior. Is it not, doctor?
I had a job in a nursing home, and it lasted 2 months before I got fired. I saw it over and over again. I have an article on my website. It's called Nursing Home Blues. And so, yeah, it's over and over again. So it's especially the relatively powerless populations, the elders. And then the other side of what Kathy could have said, watch your loved ones, but also not only in nursing homes, but watch them in the public schools as
well.
And
we do this to the most defenseless. Jesus Christ said, suffer the little children, be good to them, don't abuse them, or it's better for you to tie a millstone around your neck and throw it in the deepest sea. And look at who this system, like wolves, goes after first, doctor.
Do I have a minute to tell you a personal example?
Well, let's break. We've got to do
okay.
It then.
Okay.
We're going to break in 25 seconds. But, folks, understand.
Yeah.
I mean, we target the weakest first. That's what the globalists do. This is such a... The Nazis did that.
And the captive populations. The schools, the nursing homes, the prisons. Wherever you've got a captive population, you know, that you can work on.
We'll talk about that when we get back and go to Leon or Logan, Fred, John, and many others. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Have your questions and comments ready. We'll also get more into this new Freedom Force drugging program. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer, free of charge, Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did.
Stop paying over $2 an ounce for fresh wheatgrass juice at your local juice bar. Did you know you can grow and juice your own fresh, healthy wheatgrass in your own kitchen for only pennies an ounce? It doesn't take much space, just a small area of countertop, windowsill, or porch, and you can have fresh, juiceable wheatgrass in only 10 days. Growing your own wheatgrass is not only healthy, but it's a fun hobby too. Wheatgrasskits.com is your one-stop source for all your wheatgrass needs. Wheatgrasskits.com carries a full line of wheatgrass, barley grass, sprouting, herb, and salad green growing kits, including a full line of growing supplies, mini greenhouses, manual and electric juicers, flaxseed grinding supplies, soy milk making kits, and much more. Go online and check them out at www.wheatgrasskits.com or call 801-375-2250. That's 801-375-2250. Wheatgrasskits.com.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
All right, Dr. Breeding, go ahead and tell that personal story we're going to get into, and then we'll go to Logan, Fred, and John, and Tim, and others.
Yeah. It's not a personal story in the sense of my family, but it's a current situation. I won't mention her name because it's in the courts right now here in Travis County, but this is a good example of what happens with this whole screening situation. There's this current study out of the University of Texas that got permission to go into the schools in Pflugerville and Georgetown, which are suburb cities of Austin, and do a screening of the kids in the middle schools there. And so one example is a 13-year-old, and so they went in to do this screening, so-called depression screening, and the first note that went home to the parents said, your child's fine, you know. And then 2 months later, all of a sudden, the psychiatrist out of UT who runs the program calls the school and says, you know, that this child is severely depressed. You need to go immediately into the hospital. And so the school calls. So the letter goes to the parents, and so it's a letter, you know, which is it's a crisis, and yet they can send a letter, you know, and which can take a few days. But the letter gets there. The father says, you know, then the school calls. The father says, well, I can't come down today. I've got to work. You know, we can talk about it on Monday. In the meantime, CPS is called, Child Protective Services. They come in. They take the child immediately to Austin State Hospital, where the child stays for a couple of months, and then ends up in a residential treatment center in San Antonio. The story is that this child, since they've been in the state hospital / residential treatment center, has been forcibly drugged with neuroleptics, has been restrained 39 times without any kind of doctor's order. This came to the attention of a lawyer who took on the case. It came to the attention of the legislative head of a committee that's investigating CPS. She got them engaged. They got to court. You know, they're getting an agreement to gradually extricate the girl from this situation. But it all started with a depression screening in the school, yanked the child out of the home into the care of CPS, into the state hospital, forcibly drugged, restrained 39 times, all unnecessary.
Well, by the way, doctor, we see these reports all the time around the country, and these tests are, you know, your 13-year-old girl, boy, are you depressed sometimes? Do you have mood swings? Well, what 13-year-old doesn't?
This girl apparently basically was just a real spirited character. She was defiant. She would talk and state her point of view. And we see, and so then they come up with that she's suicidally depressed, you know, and she's, and since that time, the whole time, there's no record, no history of any place where she said she was suicidal or appeared suicidal. We see way to circumvent the law, which now says that you can't call CPS, you know, and you can't force a parent just because a child is not, and a parent refuses a psych drug. But if they're considered dangerous to themselves or others, you can. So even though we don't think she was, we think this is a way for them to circumvent the law.
Well, we got to take a call here in a second, but I just want to add to this.
Go ahead.
That, again, they get a lot more money when they do this than if they just take the child, period. And I'm sure you've seen the articles out of Florida where they grab the toddlers. And if they cry, they put them in mental institutions. If they cry for mommy, that shows depression. They're putting toddlers on antipsychotics at age 2.
The Florida situation has been exposed, and now it's being exposed here in Texas as well. So these screenings are not any kind of benign looking for people in trouble so we can... Really
no, it's looking for somebody to snatch.
Them.
Logan just hung up. Logan, we were going to you, but you hung up. Fred in Pennsylvania. Fred, go ahead.
Alex. Calling from the cradle of liberty.
Yes.
All right. Just one thing. I know you have a lot of calls. All right. Patriot 2, Section 127, allows the government to take over coroners and medical examiners' operations.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
Whenever they see fit. And the other thing is that Section 303 sets up a national DNA database.
For everybody.
Right. And the fact is that... The predicate of Patriot 2 is that because of the security needs, they're going to overrule anything to the contrary. And the Supreme Court, a couple months ago, wiped out the mandatory giving of DNA by arrestees. But they're going to wipe that out and they probably have. That's all I wanted to say, that because of this predicate of security, they then will wipe out any prohibition to their powers.
No, I hear you. And really, doctor, isn't it a form of Philip K. Dickian pre-crime to say you might be planning something, you might be crazy, so we're going to go ahead and
friend. I have a friend named Rodney Yoder, and he I can't talk about. He's been locked up for 11 years now in Illinois. He's a very strong person, so he's managed to resist taking any psych drugs, and he's written several lawsuits against the government, but basically he's been held for 11 years on the grounds that he might be dangerous.
We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Is your daily commute a grind? If it wears on your patience, you'll be amazed at how it grinds on your car or truck, too. Your engine and transmission wear away mile after mile and day after day. Hundreds of NT Oil additive customers have reported increased fuel mileage. Fleets that conduct used oil analysis report up to 30% reduction in wear metals. NT Oil additive is a 100% synthetic product made to perform. It really works. NT Oil additive has been proven in many thousands of engines, manual and automatic transmissions, and other driveline components, even in two-cycle engines. NT Oil Additive was developed for industrial uses. It works in heat exchangers, air compressors, vacuum pumps, and air tools. Gearboxes and hydraulic systems can operate up to 18 degrees cooler with NT Oil Additive. Diesel engines thrive on it, too. To place your order, call King Oil Company at 800-647-4079. We accept MasterCard and Visa. The order department is open from 8 to 5 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and on Saturday until noon. That's 800-647-4079.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
The New World Order is upon us, my friends. Total control, systematic dehumanization, enslavement. Slavery is the norm in modern human history, and even ancient human history. And now they've just gotten more sophisticated at it using propaganda or different levels of mind control to convince you to go along with it. I only have time to go to Logan, John, Jim, and Galeb, because I want to get more into the whistleblower in Pennsylvania, Alan Jones, and others, and this big announcement Bush is going to make to start forcibly testing children and adults. They even admit it's a captive audience. But before we, I'm going to just go to your calls quickly here. Before we do that, Dr. Breeding, you've written several books, but I carry two of them. And tell us about those two books, and then I would direct people to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or to the toll-free number to get them, because I you're right here in Austin, and I carry the book. Tell folks about the two books that I carry.
The first one's called The Wildest Cults Make the Best Horses. And I like that title because it just is saying spirited young people make spirited adults. So let's defend them and protect them. The alternative title, if it was written from the point of view of biological psychiatry, would be Poor, Sick, Defective, Mentally Ill Children Need Drugs to Cope with Life. And so it's a passionate defense of our young people. It's a challenge of certainly of drugging them, but it's largely a support in terms of how to really to think well about our children and remember who children really are and how to connect with them and how to support
them. And it gets
into
the Ritalin and the Prozac and all of that. It's a preeminent book. And then there's another book I carry that you have.
The other book, I love it a lot. It's my new one, and it's got a picture of my daughter on the cover, which makes me fond of it, of course. But it's called True Nature and Great Misunderstandings. And the idea there is that we tend to see the world not as it is, but as we are, and that we act out of that. And so we need to remember what the world is really like and what the true nature of our children is really like, and so that we can act from that place of intelligence and relatedness. And the great misunderstandings would be things like that children have these biological or genetic defects that need drugs, or that children are blank slates and so we need behavior modification to train them, and things like that. So it's a reminder of what children are really like, and a support for people who engage with young children in terms of how to connect with them.
And we have both the books separately, or we have them in a package deal where I think you save like $5 if you get both of them. It's a great book. It supports Dr. Breeding and also supports what I'm doing. It's on the shopping cart at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or just call the toll-free number 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And again, folks, I've also made 10 films, written a book myself, published another book. I carry a lot of other new videos. I'm carrying George Humphrey's 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati, Your Choice, Fear or Love. Great new video, 1995 on VHS or DVD. Get a free color 80-plus page booklet that goes with the film, that goes over all the evidence, and you get a second copy for $14.95, and you get three of the color booklets, so $34.95, three color booklets, two of the videos, one for yourself, one for a friend. That's also on the websites, or you can write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. But go to the website, look for Dr. Breeding's materials. Believe me, you'll be impressed. You won't be disappointed. Logan in Texas was there. Logan, you go ahead. Thanks for holding.
All right. I used to work lawn maintenance at a daycare center, and eventually, like, one summer they needed some help in a classroom, so I went in the classroom and I was working with the kids some, and I noticed that one of the kids who was getting into a lot of trouble and causing a lot of problems, she was also probably like one of the smartest kids in her group as far as her age. She's a kindergartner. She was like smarter than the other kids. She was the only one who could really like listen to what I was saying or repeat things that I said. Mm-hmm. Or she was just like obviously like the smarter and stronger kid. And but she would get into some trouble, and like I didn't mind that because like she was still, you know, she's a good kid. And right. What I saw eventually was I saw a triple theme of the doctor, the school, and the daycare advising her mom and kind of like ushering her along into putting her on Ritalin. And when the
and
kids
then now at lunchtime, there's lots of little cups coming out with the pills in them.
Yeah, and the thing is that these kids, they get dropped off at school like early in the morning, and their parents work all day, then they go to the daycare, and they get picked up so at like 6 o'clock. It's been like 2 hours with their parents. The rest of the day, where are they? Who are they with?
And well, daycares are nest of evil, where the lowest common denominator takes over.
I can
and,
tell you
again,
some
you throw
stories. Yeah.
I mean, you grab you throw 20 puppies in a pen together, and the behavior is going to get out of control. That's what small mammals, young mammals.
Another thing.
So you saw her being triple teamed, and that's a good description. And then you saw the basic dynamic beyond that. So you're seeing it clearly. That's good.
What did the child act like after being put on the pharmacological cocaine?
Well, I saw something that was also kind of weird, too, because I used to help them. I'd go pick up the kids or whatever. I kind of stopped because the place really creeped me out, you know, and I really made that clear to my boss that I didn't think we were helping these kids at all. I mean, they fed them junk food, and it's not a good deal.
Mm.
But I picked the kids up one time, and I noticed that they were handing out these spy kits to kids, and they're giving them out to them for free. And it was called when you go and like the whole school goes and they have a big thing and they all meet up in the cafeteria and whatever.
Yeah, it's a field trip or an auditorium meeting.
They're giving all the kids microphones to like listen in on people. And I thought it was really weird because they're like giving this to kids. They're not giving out books. They're giving out, you know, anything educational. They're giving them spy kits.
Well, let me stop you. If you go to a children's store and you look at the toys, there's whole sections now on spying and Time for Kids, you know, Time Magazine in the schools,
yeah.
How to Be a Spy, How to Spy on Your Parents. And I'm actually aware of that. I didn't know what was going on in preschools. I knew that they encouraged, again, that's right out of 1984, training them, yeah, how to be spies. So what were they telling them to do with the spy kits? Who provided it?
That's the thing, is that the school is providing, and I asked the teachers, and the thing is that, like, we're living in a society where they pretty much promote cowards and idiots and, you know, and just mediocre people who, like, they don't even know what they're doing. Like, I'll be like, what is this? Like, what are you trying to do with this? I'll ask the teacher, like, well, I didn't really even think about it. It was just a fun toy, you know? And I look at on the, and this is the funny thing, is like, they're not even really hiding it. You look on there, and who are the kids spying on? It shows a picture of these two kids, like, working together and spying, like, looking through a fence, and it looks like their neighbor's fence. Like, looking through the fence with their little microphone and, like, hearing it. You know, and it, like, they show a little circle in the fence to where you can see who they're spying on. And it shows this guy in, like, blue jeans and a white shirt and a construction helmet, like, some white guy, and he's, like, has his hands up like he's talking to people, like a speaker. And that's what it shows. It shows, like, some, like, construction worker talking
to
people.
All right, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Dr.
Breeding. Logan, we need your help, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's... Dr. Breeding, were you aware they're training the kids how to be spies?
No, but I'm very aware of the whole surveillance dynamic. You know, in fact, I got a book in my hand called The Soft Cage by Christian Parenti on the surveillance in America. You know?
I interviewed him.
Yeah, he's great. And so it doesn't surprise me. I'm not aware of that. I wasn't aware of that as a regular dynamic. But when you think about it, you know, I mean, the whole first thing that he described in this whole conversation on the Freedom Commission is all about, you know, the expansion of intrusion into families, and instead of schools just being a place of education, then more and more becoming a place where the state can intrude and impinge on parental rights and family rights. And so it can be seen from the point of view of surveillance industry, you know, and with the particularly insidious aspect of placing all these kids on mind-controlling drugs.
And then on top of it, we have the same corporations owning the drugs, owning the surveillance, funding and arming the police and owning the private prisons. I mean, they're engineering the whole economy to feed us through a meat grinder. John in Ohio. John, go ahead.
Yes, Alex, there's another person who does some of this work, Dr. Peter Breggin, author of Toxic Psychiatry, and he's a top psychiatrist and psychologist who's exposed the fraudulence of psychiatry and the corruption of the FDA and the rest of it. But I especially love the way you are bundling and integrating all of these issues together, because so many people that are against the drug companies from a health food perspective won't take their blinders off and realize that this is not just the drug companies. This is a military, industrial, pharmaceutical, media, CIA complex that is involved in all of these issues. And I think it's interesting to note that the main CIA enabler for mind control MK Ultra programs was the president of the American Psychiatric Association years ago.
Yeah, it was Ewing Cameron.
Cameron, yes.
Civilly convicted of kidnapping people and brainwashing them.
Yes, and I think they are converted into this kind of high priest authority figures by the corporate media, which interlocks with them, to intimidate people into not resisting any of these kinds of fascist practices. And when you look at the fact that I think it's this kind of suck-up syndrome, this brown nose factor, where people are said that if you identify with them, you'll get some reflected glory. When in effect all they're doing is setting themselves up for being victimized by them. And people like even Alawi, if the media had any kind of integrity, when it interviews this guy, it would say, what are you doing up there as an appointed puppet of the United States government when you're a terrorist that murdered children on school buses in movie theaters and car bombings? Yet the media, as long as they've got a title, whether it's a psychiatrist, head of the American Psychiatric Association, they respectably go on bended knee and say, what is your opinion?
Okay, John, fabulous points. Thanks for the call. Dr. Breeding, comments for that?
Yeah, well, I just appreciate the comments a lot, you know, and I want to acknowledge that there's a book by Peter Breggin, who you mentioned, John. It's called The War Against Children of Color. There was a previous incarnation of this freedom initiative, you know, that was called the Federal Violence Initiative. We call it the Racist Violence Initiative, but it was an initiative to screen inner-city children's, which meant mostly children of color, for genetic predisposition to violence.
Well, they always beta tested on the weakest group.
Yeah, and so now at least you could say at least it's an equal opportunity thing. We're going to screen everybody, you know. But he's right, and I think it is important to integrate these things. You know that it's not just psychiatry, and that there's a lot of people who kind of see through some of the problems with war or military or whatever, but don't see the psychiatry. And on the other hand, there's some people who see the psychiatry, but just from the point of view of health products, like he said, and it all. So I appreciate his comments a lot. And
two quick final calls. Got to go quick because I want to get more into the Freedom Initiative and Alan Jones that Dr. Breeding's talked to. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Ohio. Quickly, Tim, go ahead.
Hi, Alice. I talked to you yesterday. I'm living with the wirehead. She said she'd come on your show.
Oh, you know what? And that sheet of paper, I wrote down your number. You're going to have to put you on hold and get it again. I apologize. I get so busy. Yeah, Dr. Breeding, we had a psychiatrist on yesterday and the head of a major group, Psych Rights, on exposing all of this. The year-long implantable Prozac-type drug, so you can escape it. And now they're saying they're going to put a wire up to the nerves, into the brain. They're getting FDA approval to make us all feel better and behave better. Comments to that?
The comments are that it's just more the manufacture of madness and more of a creation of products. You know, to basically just what you said. You know, that life is about challenge. In this world, it's about the fact that if you confront it, you know, you're not going to be happy a lot of the time. There's a lot of horror going down. The future is in peril. The future of our children's lives is in peril. You're going to be sad. You're going to be angry if you confront that. It's not a happy pill. It's not going to take that away. The only solution is to do your very best to make a difference for the sake of your children. It's not about an implant in your head. It's not about an electroshock. It's not about a Prozac. That's just part of the corporate marketing that's going to keep you in line and say that the problem, if you feel bad, is there's something wrong with you because America is great and you should be happy because you live in the land of the free. And the truth is that you live in a land that is threatening the future of our planet and the future of our children, and you better get involved in helping to do something about it.
SPM 927, what's up with that? They want to do a research study with the new drug, SPM 927. Can you tell me anything about it?
No, I don't.
Yeah, the psychiatrist yesterday didn't know. I mean, there's thousands of new drugs being studied, sir. There's no way to know all of it. But you know what? I apologize. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to get your number. And you're saying the lady you live with who has one of these wires, these ports?
Going on 2 years now.
Yeah, and all this. You know what? I promise you. I'll call you as soon as the show ends. Scott, get Tim's number. I'm gonna call him when the show ends. Thank you, Tim. Let's talk. Last caller, Gayla in Missouri. Gayla, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Yes.
I just wanted to make a point that these teachers in the school system are pushing these drugs on the kids.
Hey, I had them push them on me, and I had literally a 100 grade point average when I was a senior.
Well, my son, when he was in the second grade, he was having problems learning to read, and the teacher, she took it upon herself to decide that he had ADD, and she wanted us to take him to a local doctor here. She named names.
Yeah, I love it. She's a doctor. She's going to tell
you
that.
And she said, take him down there, and they'll put him on this, and on Ritalin. And I said, no, we'll not do it. Well, she kept on and on to me for about a month. So finally, my husband, I told him, and he went up there and had a nice talk with her. And by the time he was done, she wrote a 2-page letter apologizing.
But, well, you're lucky she didn't call CPS on
her, you know. And I'd encourage you to go to my friends at Able Child. It's www.ablechild.org. It's a group of parents from all over the country who've gotten together that have had experiences like yours and are really working to challenge that thing. Some of them, unfortunately, have had children who died from these drugs, and that's what woke them up to it. Others had more stories like yours where they stood up to it. And it's ablechild.org. It's a strong group of parents who are fighting this thing.
Well, there was a lot of kids that did put their child on them, and now my son is a sophomore in high school. And when I look at these kids, I know who they are because I've talked to the parents. They're short. They have not grown. I mean,
growth suppression is one of the effects of stimulus.
Black circles around their eyes.
Some of the boys are like maybe 5'5", 5'7". My son's 6'2". And, you know, their parents are tall, so I know that, you know, they probably should be taller than that. But you can tell. You can look at them and you can tell.
And literally estimated thousands have died specifically and largely from cardiovascular
disease.
Well,
I read the reports where a 12-year-old on Ritalin is playing, you know, tennis, the heart explodes, the coroner says, yeah, it was the Ritalin, and then nothing ever happens.
RitalinDeath.com is the website of my friend Larry Smith, whose son Matthew had exactly that experience. He died. He was riding a skateboard.
RitalinDeath.com?
Yes, sir.
Well, I had studied the New World Order for years, probably started in the late 80s, so I knew what was going on. So we, you know, I knew it all tied in, so we wasn't about to go that way.
Good for you.
But, you know, I see it in these parents, and they're just doing it. They're just letting, they're putting them on it. They're just, you know, the teachers are pushing it, and they're just going right along with it.
Look, I have neighbors, people I've known for decades, who, you know, have three sons, four sons, two daughters and a son. And the mother's 6 foot, the father's 6 foot four. The child on Ritalin, who's now 18, is a foot and a half shorter than the rest of his family and is a gibbering, demonic midget. And I'm not trying to be mean, but folks, I mean, you better not put your children on this. What is wrong with you? But now, Dr. Breeding, they want antipsychotics that are even worse.
They're even worse. They cause permanent neurological damage in almost anyone who takes them for very long. It's just absolutely criminal.
All right, that's it for calls. We'll come back and just spend a little bit more time on Alan Jones blowing the whistle in Pennsylvania on this new freedom system and get a little bit more info on that from Dr. John Breeding. Don't forget his books available at InfoWars.com.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
And knowing of the war is half the battle. Yes, there's a war. The greatest ever in human history, the crossroads. Just briefly, in 20 seconds, Dr. Breeding, the name of your two books and why folks should get them.
The wildest colts make the best horses. True Nature and Great Misunderstandings. People should get them because they're my very best thinking, really, about how to engage with our young people. And they bring together psychology, humanity, family, children, and politics, really. A pretty organic viewpoint of how really to think about children. And I think they're really good support people in terms of how to deal with the fact that there's not a lot of support for parenting right now in the world. But
well, it's designed. It's like O'Brien says in 84, we're here to destroy that unit. Toll-free number to get it, 888-253-3139, or InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv, where this interview will be posted tomorrow, by the way, if you want to hear it.
If you get a book, you're welcome to contact me and tell me what you think about it or ask a question from what.
And your website's WaldisCults.com.
That's right.
Phone numbers, email, all right there, WaldisCults.com. Okay, Alan Jones, an employee of the Pennsylvania Office of Inspector General, says they've been paying people off. The big pharma is running this to force it on the children. Bush says it's going to go nationwide. Tell us about your discussions with Alan Jones.
Alan Jones is great. He was working for the Office of Inspector General. He became aware that this Texas Medical Algorithm Project that we've been talking about, which basically is basically a formula for if this diagnosis, then that drug. You know, so if schizophrenia, then Zyprexa, which is the Eli Lilly drug that's been over $4 billion in sales just from that one drug alone in 2003. Eli Lilly, as we've already talked about, is strongly connected to Bush Sr., Bush Jr., and several of Bush's political appointees and on down
the line.
$4
billion, one drug for schizophrenia? I mean, even if schizophrenia is a real disease, which it obviously isn't, how many, I mean, are this many schizophrenics?
Zyprexa is one of the all-time money-making drugs in history, you know, and it's an Eli Lilly product. Another Eli Lilly product is called Strattera, which is the number one growing drug to put children on as an alternative to Ritalin. Eli Lilly and that's a drug that failed the clinical trials as an antidepressant, so they came back and marketed it as a stimulant for children for ADHD. Eli Lilly is just making massive profits off this thing, and they're a massive player.
And then when your child gets screwed up, they'll put them on two or three other drugs and say, see, your child was bad.
So then they pay these consultants and these doctors to be on their panels. Many of these people were then appointed to the federal panel by Bush. They then adopt this algorithm project, and this is going to be linked to this Freedom Initiative, and basically it's sort of guaranteed sales for their top money-making drugs. And
you know, Dr. Breeding,
that's the dynamic.
You go to these meetings, you go to legislatures, you talk to them, these sickos that sell out children and people for this. I mean, when you talk to them, do you ask them how they sleep at night?
Well, I had that conversation, that comment once or twice. You know, it doesn't go very far. You know, they just kind of avert and go on their way. You know, they've sold their souls a long time ago, and they've become convinced that to where it's kind of like what you said about inflicting terror and calling the other people terrorists. You know, they just have an inability to look at themselves really in a conscious way, and so we don't have these conversations very often. Usually, it's indirect. You know, I'll get up and I'll be speaking to the committee or the panel or the legislature, and I'll make these comments directly to them that, you know, what you've just been told is a lie. This is a fraud. You know, children are a product market. This is a criminal shame and disgrace. But it's said to the politicians, you know, and they hear it in the audience, and I don't know what they do with it.
All right, Dr. Breeding, God bless you. Thanks for coming on the broadcast. Hope folks get your books. We'll get you back up in the near future, okay?
That'd be great.
All right, take care, my friend. Back tonight, 9 to midnight Central on the shortwave at 3210 or on your local AM or FM. And back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central during the day. More great guests, more calls, more info. Get out there and take on the New World Order. You don't have a choice.